It's lunchtime at Dame Elementary School in East Concord. About 30 students sit enjoying a meal of burgers and fries. Their faces a panoply of colors. They come from Sudan, Togo, Burundi, Afghanistan, Nepal, and Egypt. 52 of Dame Elementary's 400 students are English language learners. That means they were born as refugees, or they immigrated to the state from another country, or their parents speak a second language at home. But less than 10 years ago, there was only a quarter of that number of English language learner, or ELL, students. But then the first group of African refugees began to arrive, followed by Iraqis and Nepalese, and according to Mary Straub, an ELL tutor at the school, the staff was taken completely by surprise.
In the beginning, they would just show up, and they would be looking all over the school for us, and we'd be just putting them in the classroom, and we would have to be one-on-one with them. We were with them all the time. We would be walking the halls with them. We'd be finding empty classrooms to work with. And it was difficult. So it was a big learning curve for me and for them. We learned together.
But the teaching experience went far beyond learning a new language. Many new students had never even been to school before. Many were illiterate even in their own language. Some students didn't even know how to hold a pencil, sit in an upright chair, or use a public bathroom. So it was an all-inclusive learning experience, not only for the foreign student, but for the teacher as well. Pat Little is another ELL tutor at the school.
There was a lot of what we saw as behavioral problems. And I think part of that was kids just getting overwhelmed with hearing another language all day, not understanding what was happening. Some of them had no chance in the camps to play with toys, things like that. So they were often distracted by the fun things within the classroom. So how to modify what they needed to do in the classroom and what they had as needs as little students in developmentally different stages was a bit of a challenge too.
But the teachers at Dame Elementary took on the new challenge. Lori Hart works with families at the school and recalls how in the early days, teachers and staff had to roll up their sleeves and do a lot of extra work.
There was a grant writing team led by our former principal that put in many hours writing grants to increase services for families. We really focused on staff development. Teachers on their own time would go out and watch movies about different cultures or read books. We had a grant to do home visiting, so we'd go into the home and get to know the family and to understand the culture. And there was a lot of work on the teacher's part to do their best teaching and really learn strategies that help children learn.
Remember we read about the mouse that was looking for the cat? This is another cat. This cat's name is Oliver. And Oliver likes to dress up in all sorts of clothes.
Over time, teachers realized that in order to better integrate their new foreign-born students, they needed to include educating the parents as well. Many of the parents had never attended school themselves or were educated in far different settings. So now before attending the Dame School, new foreign-born students and their families get a home visit by a staff member, where they learn about the New Hampshire school system. Later, they come to make a visit to the school, where they can slowly get used to what it's like to be at Dame. Students sit in a classroom while parents meet with the principal. All seem to agree that it's greatly helped the transition process for everyone, from the student to the parent to the teacher. Sharon Surrett teaches first grade at the school.
We often partner up some of the ELL kids with some of the American kids and try to set them up with a good role model, especially when they're brand new. And at this age, the kids are so helpful and so willing to play that role and really so interested in the new kids. And it's just become who we are here at Dame School that I feel like a lot of the parents appreciate the diversity that we have here now. And I think that a lot of the parents understand that this is what reality is going to be like for their kids. And so for them to know it from a very early age that we're not all the same color, we don't all come from the same place, we don't all speak the same language, that they appreciate that their kids are getting exposed to it at a young age. So it's just a natural transition for them. That's right. We read that other book about Oliver, didn't we? Turn open to the first page.
Despite the early challenges, many at Dame Elementary now agree that the new students have brought the community closer together. Foreign-born parents who have been here for a few years now act as brokers for newly arrived families. Those parents come to the school for help with bills and social service applications because they've developed trust with the staff of the school. And it's brought a new diversity to the community, with families from many different cultures sharing a common goal: a good education for their children. Once again, Lori Hart.
Last week in our family center program, there were three dads that were sitting together. One dad was from Nepal, one dad was from Burundi, from Africa, and one dad was an American dad, and they sat with their children and they were singing these American songs and just being dads and wanting that we all want the same for our children. We want them to do well, we want them to have an education, we want them to have friends at school, and we want them to have a better life.
Fur
coat.
He's wearing a fur coat. He's wearing his own fur.
For The Exchange, I'm Keith Shields.
Can you read this page again to me?
Oliver is wearing a sock.
He's wearing a sock. But before I thought you said a socks. Is that the way that we would say it? Would we say Oliver is wearing a socks?
No.
No. We would say Oliver is wearing a sock.
Sock.
What is he wearing? Take out one of your other books and go ahead.
There.
Get your note ready. What sound is that?
Hat is the hat.